Article 22, to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate sum of $26,000 for the purpose of the remediation of the structural beams at the Masonic Lodge building. Funds to be raised by taxation. Is there a motion in regard to Article 22?
So moved.
It's moved by Ellen. Is there a second? Ellen.
Okay, in the course of discussing the town office renovations and putting out the RFQs and for the architectural services and such things, as the three selectmen, we kind of got talking about and thought, gee whiz, probably we ought to take another look at the Masonic Lodge. We had a structural report from Horizons that didn't look favorable on a building that's been in that condition for almost 100 years and hasn't fallen in. Anyways, coming out of those discussions, and we did retain a structural engineer that is especially well versed in timber frame, and we spent $3,296 in her fees and the fees related, such as wood species identification testing and such things. And she came up with some really commonsensical fixes to fix any problem that building has, and those do occur. That building is timber framed. It was built in 1830. Was timber frame bent type construction, so that's where the connections need to be addressed. And along with that, we hired or retained a North Country architect to perform a historical building assessment for that building, which would again make that building eligible for LCHIP grant money. Her fee was $9,000, 45 of which we paid out of the Municipal Land and Building Fund. The other $4,500 was funded by a grant from the New Hampshire Preservation Alliance. And anyways, I really urge you to support this article. This is a win-win, as I see it. It will be a space right next to the office building. We can use it as once the remediation takes place, the office staff can be moved into that building. We can use that building as a temporary office space so that the renovations can be completed. We're investing in our own town's property as opposed to renting modules and those kinds of things and just buying rent receipts. And it also provides some permanent future office space as we would need it. So again, I would encourage you to support the article.
Thank you. Is there discussion from the floor? Right over here. State your name, ma'am.
Ann Cunningham. I just would like to clarify that the funds from this are going to remediate the structural problems. It, will it have any, will there be any funding to turn this space into a temporary office space for the town staff, or is that going to come out of the planning and there'll be costs associated with?
That would come out of Article 11. 11? Article 11. Yes.
So this when this is done, it's not ready for everybody to move in.
Nope. But we can say in all good conscience that a structural engineer has fixed the issues if they exist, and the building is safe for habitation.
Paul Zerowitz. Two questions. One is, as we work on looking at the structural improvements for both of the existing town hall, or the town administrative offices, as well as the Masonic Lodge, Is there any thought to looking at the access at the base of the hill, the slope of the hill to get into the space there is quite challenging time to time. So I'm wondering if there will be any, or even how that would proceed. That's number one. And number two, the plan, the way I think I'm hearing it, is that we will fix the structural components of the Masonic Lodge, which is a good thing, and then we will, with one of these engineering studies, determine how much additional money it might make to make the space in the Masonic Lodge usable as an office space, whether it's internet and et cetera, et cetera. Will that be additional money that we will need to request at next town hall, March of 26, kind of like part and parcel of the new bond request that we're having?
Okay, so Paul, I'm going to rule that in Article 22, we're discussing the remediation of beams at the Masonic Building. And so I'm going to say you need to save your question about the roadway up to that area for the last article.
So
today.
After the petition?
Yeah.
And the timing of when we would pay for it.
What was the second part of your question?
The timing as to when we might.
If I may just go through with a timeline. If this article is approved, this work on the Masonic Lodge building, we have a bid. We had three bids. Jason Earle won the bid, and he will be working on that this year. So by the time we reach next town meeting, that building will be structurally ready to go. We will hopefully have a plan for the renovation of the office building, as well as how we're going to move the staff, what infrastructure is going to need to be added to the Masonic Lodge to make it functional. And then the following year, and of course, in approving this, we also changed the whole dynamics of space allocation in the existing office building. Maybe we can lose an office there, knowing full well that we've got three office spaces that can easily be converted into the Masonic Lodge. So that's the timeline. Fix the structure this year, do the planning this year for the remediation, do the remediation next year, and just kind of move ahead year by year, picking away at this.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. And right over here, Bonnie. State your name, Bonnie.
Bonnie Eli, 65 Old Portland Road. Will the Masons always be entitled to use the upstairs of the Masonic Building, or one day will that belong to the town? And if the upstairs needs fixing, does the town pay for it, or do the Masons, or whatever?
Okay.
Sorry.
The lodge property was gifted to the Town of Freedom by the Masons. Otherwise, the Article 11 wouldn't even be a feasible alternative. Because the lodge property's property line, actually the handicap ramp is partially on Masonic Lodge property. And that property goes all the way over to the old 1802 schoolhouse. So everything up there was always amiable between the lot. Lodge always said fine when it was a school. There was a playground there in the parking lot. As long as the town has had office space there, we've always allowed the town to use the property as parking. So anyways, as part of the gifting of that property to the town, we have a long-term lease to as long as we have a Masonic Lodge that we have exclusive use of the upstairs. So we are treated as a tenant.
Okay, right over here. State your name.
I'm Bill Barrett. Just a point of order. The article says structural vents. Did I hear you say beams and not vents?
I'm sorry. I think I misread that.
And what's the difference?
Okay. Thank you for the correction.
Bent framing is a timber frame technique. You either put these timber frames up in wall sections or bent sections. And the bent section is at essentially the end, the gable end, and each bent is pulled up, and then girts and purlins and knee bracing is put in between. So the connection is at the bent where the rafter meets the gunstock post. And that's the joint that we're, as well as some framing in the attic that just needs to be added to beef up those old timbers.
And Bill, that's why I'm not a carpenter. Any other discussion? Yeah, back here. Bobby, state your name when you get the microphone.
Gather myself together. Okay, just Bobby McCracken. Quick question. Am I understanding, Alan, that if we don't do the repairs, that this building is not safe for us to use for anything else?
I opened up a can of worms, didn't I? No, it is perfectly safe. This building was altered when the Masons took the building over in 1927. And they took out a tension member in order to make the second floor. That was originally a vaulted ceiling, single floor church. In doing so, there was some deflection at the bent connection that I'm talking about. I've been a master mason for almost 50 years. I know Brother Jerry Brooks and I have been under those eaves a number of times from the time I was raised until recently, looking at these connections because some of the brothers felt that were concerned. There has been no deflection in those 50 years that I've been intimate with the building. The building is safe as it is, otherwise we wouldn't continue to move into it. And I just think I met with the structural engineer when he looked at the building, and he makes comments in his report that just aren't correct in terms of deflection and things that he's observing, because I pointed things out to him, and he said, well, look, you can see it. It's deflecting at the freeze. And I said, well, yeah, but that's between the bents. That's not at the bents. Take a tape measure and look. So that's the best answer I can give you.
And I didn't mean to open another can of worms. We have the building, and I'd like us to be able to use the building. And I just wasn't sure if it was a safety issue.
It is, in my mind, no, it isn't. And I have a pretty good structural engineering background, even though I'm not a professional engineer. I've done timber frame design, so on and so forth.
Can I just add a little bit?
Sure, go ahead. As long as I don't lose my train of thought.
It remediates the concerns brought up by the previous engineer.
Thank you. Good choice of words. No, and this building is historically significant. This building was built by Amos Toll Jr. as a church. It is the oldest existing church building in the original town of Effingham. The only one that was older was the original church at Drake's Corner, Center Effingham, and that was raised, and a new church was built. The church that's there now was built in 1844.
Okay, let's get back to talking bench.
Okay. Well, I'm doing my salesmanship.
Questions been moved. Okay. So when we call for moving the question, we get to vote on that. There's no second required. It does require a two-thirds majority. If we do vote in favor of moving the question, it means we'll go right to voting. If we vote against moving the question, we'll go back to discussing the motion that's on the floor. Okay, so all those in favor of moving the question, raise your voter card. All those opposed to moving the question, it carries, and we are now ready to vote on Article 22. to see if the town will vote to raise and appropriate the sum of $26,000 for the purpose of the remediation of the structural bents at the Masonic Lodge building. Funds to be raised by taxation. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed. Article 22 carries.